This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted an aerial survey of the landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala this morning. The Prime Minister was accompanied by Governor Arif Mohammed Khan, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, and Minister of State for Tourism, Petroleum and Natural Gas Suresh Gopi. The helicopter carrying the Prime Minister and other dignitaries landed at the helipad at SKMJ Higher Secondary School Ground at Kalpatta a short while ago. Mr. Modi is likely to proceed for Churalmala by road soon, where he will visit the Bailey Bridge built by the army. A total of 30 people have been rescued, 520 evacuated, and 112 bodies retrieved so far through the central government's rescue and relief efforts in Wayanad following the landslide. Over 1,200 rescuers, including personnel from the NDRF, Army, Air Force, Navy, Fire Services and Civil Defence, have been deployed by the government to conduct rescue and relief operations at the incident site. More than 100 ambulances, along with doctors and medical staff, were also mobilized for medical support and treatment. The Indian Army constructed a 190-foot Bailey Bridge in Wayanad, which has been crucial in facilitating the movement of heavy machinery and ambulances. The bridge was completed in just 71 hours. This has significantly improved the rescue operations by allowing heavy vehicles and machinery to reach around the stranded 200 people. President Draupadi Murmu was accorded the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civil award by President José Ramos Horta at the Presidential Palace in Delhi. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister Gusmão on bilateral cooperation. Addressing the press after the bilateral discussion with her counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu said that India and Timor-Leste share a deep bond of friendship and shared commitment to democracy. President Murmu said that both the countries are exploring the possibility of Timor-Leste joining the International Solar Alliance and the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. On the other hand, President Horta hailed India's democratic ethos and called for assistance in IT digital infrastructure, medical and pharmaceutical sectors, and capacity building. President Murmu also held a bilateral discussion with Prime Minister K. Rala Sanana Gusmao, where MOUs were exchanged on cooperation between Prasar Bharati and Radio Television Timor-Leste, visa waiver for officials and diplomatic passport holders, and cooperation on cultural exchange program. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 scheme. The Cabinet also gave its nod to the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen during financial year 2024-25 and to 2028-29. Briefing media last night, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that 3 crore new houses will be constructed under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 8 projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total estimated cost of 24,657 crore rupees. The projects cover 14 districts in 7 states. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India's partnership with Maldives is based on its deep desire to work together for each other's welfare and interests. Addressing a press conference with his Maldivian counterpart Musa Zamir after their talks in Male, Dr. Jayashankar said the archipelagic state is one of the cornerstones of India's neighbourhood-first policy. India's defence exports soared by 78% in the first quarter of 2024-25 as compared to the same period last fiscal year. In Brazil, 61 people have been killed in a plane crash in Sao Paulo. The ill-fated plane was flying from Cassavel in Paraná to Sao Paulo City when it came down in the town of Vinhedo. At the 2024 Paris Olympics, Indian grappler Aman Sehrawat defeated Puerto Rico's Darien Toy Cruz by 3-5 in the men's freestyle 57kg match to secure a bronze medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.